Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, fixing AWS bills in San Francisco, or, let's face it, during a pandemic, anywhere they happen to be worldwide. AWS did some interesting things last week, but one that didn't make their official release announcements was apparently settling their non-compete lawsuit against former VP of Product Marketing, Brian Hall. Good. No one likes non-competes, and they did an incredible amount of damage to their hiring brand during the course of this. Stop enforcing ridiculous agreements. But enough of that. Let's talk about what they did last week. But first, this episode is sponsored in part by Trend Micro Cloud One. It's a security services platform for organizations building in the cloud. It's also an automated, flexible, all-in-one solution to protect workflows and containers with cloud-native security. But to you, it's more time to focus on what you do best, which is, of course, building great applications. To learn more, visit snark.cloud/trendmicro. That's snark.cloud/trendmicro. Now, let's see what those fine folks at AWS have for us this time. Announcing CDK Pipelines Preview, continuous delivery for AWS CDK applications. The brain trust at Hacker News has apparently been tapped to reimagine all of AWS's service offerings from first principles. That team is called the CDK. AWS DeepRacer Evo and SensorKit are now available for purchase. Amazon goes full circle by leveraging its expertise in AI and machine learning in order to sell you things that it then ships to your house. AWS Systems Manager now supports adding offsets to maintenance window schedules. Congratulations to AWS, because you have now successfully re-implemented cron badly. AWS Launch Wizard for SAP supports integration with Amazon Route 53 for domain naming and routing outbound internet connections via your own proxy servers. Now, Oracle whines an awful lot about SAP, and now we see why. Whatever an SAP might happen to be, it's clearly tightly integrated with databases, now including Route 53. FluentBit supports Amazon Elasticsearch as a destination to route container logs. Logs you won't read can now be piped to an AWS service you can't afford. You know what you could afford instead? That's right, Chaos Search. This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends over at Chaos Search, which is a fully managed log analytics platform that leverages your S3 buckets as a data store with no further data movement required. If you're looking to either process multiple terabytes into petabyte scale of data a day or a few hundred gigabytes, this is still economical and worth looking into. You don't have to manage Elasticsearch yourself. If your ELK stack is falling over, take a look at using Chaos Search for log analytics. Now, if you do a direct cost comparison, you're going to save 70 to 80% on the infrastructure costs, which does not include the actual expense of paying infrastructure people to mess around with running Elasticsearch themselves. You can take it from me, or you can take it from many of their happy customers, but visit chaossearch.io today to learn more. New AWS public datasets available from National Center for Biotechnology Information, the Johns Hopkins and University of Texas at Southwestern, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and others. This is all part of their public dataset program. In other words, AWS has announced that they've now left some S3 buckets open. Amazon Interactive Video Service. Add live video to your apps and websites. Now, the problem, of course, is that they talk about how this is super easy for live streaming technology, but then they have online summits that are basically crap, where there's bandwidth concerns, where it's clearly pre-recorded video, and even then they're often uninspiring. As much as I want to believe that the underpinnings of this service are great, Amazon's not using them themselves. And at this point, that makes me wonder and more than a little bit suspicious. This one is a couple of weeks old, but it slipped through my net. Making Time to Change, Part 1, from the AWS Cloud Enterprise Strategy blog. Now, sorry I missed it, but I want to revisit it because it starts with the phrase, "A person who chases two rabbits catches neither." That idea about focusing on different things instead of one thing coming from AWS is so painfully ironic that I have to assume they put it in as a joke. Facebook uses Amazon EC2 to evaluate the deepfake detection challenge from Amazon's machine learning blog. Where to even begin on this? Amazon's AI and ML team is continuing its long-standing tradition of completely pooching the messaging. It's got to be performance art at this point. Instead of helping cops write more tickets, which they did in a blog post a few weeks ago, or misidentifying members of Congress as criminals, like they did a year or so ago, this time it is actively helping Facebook, the world's best-known criminal enterprise. What is it going to take to come up with a use case for ML that AWS talks about that isn't abjectly horrifying? Stop it. Think before you publish. Implement automatic drift detection for AWS CloudFormation using Amazon CloudWatch and AWS Lambda. This is great. Puppet used to make sysadmins think they were going mad by reverting changes that humans had made every time the tool ran. Those days of gaslighting your colleagues are back. Now, the right way to do this is through a tool that code butcher Ian Mackay wrote within 8 hours of this post going up that uses drift detection and stack sets to handle this properly instead of making everything a Lambda excursion. It works better this way. And lastly, how to retroactively encrypt existing objects in Amazon S3 using S3 Inventory, Amazon Athena, and S3 Batch Operations. Many foolhardy customers eagerly await the sequel to this post, how to retroactively secure S3 buckets using a heavily modified DeLorean. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. Stay safe, stay salty, and I'll talk to you later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.